Hi, my name is Sadie.
Hi, my name is Nicholas.
You are listening to Check It In and Check It Out,
a radio show for kids all about the library.
The Elgin County Library.
We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Hello, my name is Christine, and I work at the Elgin County Library at the Straffordville branch and at the Port Burwell branch. I'm going to read you one of my favorite stories today. I love to read this book. It's a really fun book to read, so I would love it if you listened along with me. It's called The Gruffalo, written by Julia Donaldson, illustrated by Axel Scheffler. A mouse took a stroll through the deep, dark wood. A fox saw the mouse. The mouse looked good. Where are you going to, little brown mouse? Come and have lunch in my underground house. It's terribly kind of you, fox, but no, I'm going to have lunch with a Gruffalo. A Gruffalo? What's a Gruffalo? A Gruffalo! Why, didn't you know? He has terrible tusks and terrible claws. And terrible teeth in his terrible jaws. Where are you meeting him? Here, by these rocks. And his favorite food is roasted fox. Roasted fox? I'm off, Fox said. Goodbye, little mouse. And away he sped. Oh, silly old fox. Doesn't he know there's no such thing as a Gruffalo? So our mouse has fooled one person already. Let's continue on with the story. On went the mouse through the deep, dark wood. An owl saw the mouse. The mouse looked good. Where are you going to, little brown mouse? Come and have tea in my treetop house. Oh, it's frightfully nice of you, owl, but no, I'm going to have tea with a Gruffalo. A Gruffalo? What's a Gruffalo? A Gruffalo! Why, didn't you know? He has knobbly knees and turned out toes and a poisonous wart at the end of his nose. Where are you meeting him? Here, by this stream. And his favorite food is owl ice cream. owl ice cream? Choo-choo! Goodbye, little mouse. And away owl flew. Oh, silly old owl. Doesn't he know? There's no such thing as a Gruffalo. So our little mouse has fooled a couple little forest friends that would like to have him for lunch. Let's see what else he can do here. Let's continue on with our story. On went the mouse through the deep, dark wood. A snake saw the mouse, and the mouse looked good. Where are you going to, little brown mouse? Come for a feast in my log pile house. It's wonderfully good of you, snake, but no, I'm having a feast with a Gruffalo. A Gruffalo? What's a Gruffalo? A Gruffalo! Why, didn't you know? His eyes are orange. His tongue is black. He has purple prickles all over his back. Where are you meeting him? Here, by this lake. And his favorite food is scrambled snake. Scrambled snake! It's time I hid. Goodbye, little mouse. And away snake slid. Silly old snake. Oh, doesn't he know? There's no such thing as a Gruffalo. Uh-oh. So our mouse has come across something in the woods. Let's continue on with our story. Who is this creature with terrible claws and terrible teeth in his terrible jaws? He has knobbly knees and turned out toes. Poisonous wart at the end of his nose. His eyes are orange. His tongue is black. He has purple prickles all over his back. Oh, help! Oh, no! It's a Gruffalo! Ooh. my favorite food, the Gruffalo said. You'll taste good on a slice of bread. Good, said the mouse. Don't call me good. I'm the scariest creature in this wood. Just walk behind me and soon you'll see. Everybody is afraid of me. All right, said Gruffalo, bursting with laughter. You go ahead and I'll follow after. They walked and walked till the Gruffalo said, I hear a hiss in the leaves ahead. It's Snake, said Mouse. Why, Snake, hello. Snake took one look at the Gruffalo. Oh, crumbs, he said. Goodbye, little mouse. And off he slid to his log pile house. You see, said the mouse, I told you so. Amazing, said the Gruffalo. They walked some more till the Gruffalo said, I hear a hoot in the trees ahead. Oh, that's Owl, said Mouse. Why, Owl, hello. Owl took one look at the Gruffalo. Oh, dear, he said. Goodbye, little mouse. And off he flew to his treetop house. You see, said the mouse, I told you so. Astounding, said the Gruffalo. They walked some more till the Gruffalo said, I can hear feet on the path ahead. Oh, that's Fox, said the mouse. Why, Fox, hello. Fox took one look at the Gruffalo. Oh, help, he said. Oh, goodbye, little mouse. And off he ran to his underground house. Well, Gruffalo, said the mouse, you see, everybody's afraid of me. But now my tummy's beginning to rumble. My favorite food is Gruffalo Crumble. Gruffalo Crumble, the Gruffalo said. And quick as the wind, he turned and he fled. And all was quiet in the deep, dark wood. The mouse found a nut, and the nut was good. So we finish off our story with our poor little mouse, who managed to fend off all of the creatures in the forest, and he managed to fool a Gruffalo into thinking everybody was afraid of him. So this is one of my favorite books, and you can pop into any branch of the Elgin County Library if you want to look at the amazing illustrations that are in this book. Really, really good illustrations, and this is just so fun to read. I hope I see you at our branch, and you can request a copy of The Gruffalo, and you can read it and enjoy the pictures for yourself. Enjoy the next episode of Check It In, Check It Out. Thanks for listening.
This book is called Snail Crossing, and it was written and illustrated by Corey R. Tabor. Are you ready for an incredible story about snails? And this story is not just about this little snail, but about all of the things that he sees on his big adventure. One lucky day, Snail was out scooting around when he saw the most beautiful sight. Do you think snails really scoot? They kind of more ooze. You know what he saw? A field of plump, crisp cabbage just across the road. Well, you won't stop me, said Snail to the road. Oh my goodness. To a snail, a road must seem like crossing the entire continent. Snail had been traveling for some time when he decided to take a break. Why, I must be nearly there, thought Snail. He was watching the grumbling gray clouds when he felt something coming his way. What it was, Snail couldn't say. Some things are too big and too fast for snails to ponder. Well, you won't stop me, said Snail to the thing. Snail was cabbage-bound. Nothing could stand in his way.
Hey, you! You're standing in our way! We
We've got a road to cross here, yelled a troop of rowdy ants. Ants can get pretty rowdy, can't they? And they probably would have carried on like that if it hadn't started to rain.
Rain, cried the ants. Help, help, help!
Cabbage bound or not, Snail couldn't just leave them there. Come in, said Snail. Come in before you drown. Tea? Asked Snail.
Oh, yes, please, thank you. That would be lovely, said the ants.
Click! Turned on the lights in his snail home.
We're sorry about earlier. Yes, terribly sorry. Sometimes we get a bit antsy, said the ants.
Oh, I know the feeling, said Snail. And he told them all about the plump, crisp cabbage just across the road.
Hmm, said the ants. Hmm.
Well, when the rain stopped, the ants said thank you, thank you, thank you, and goodbye.
Well, I hope you'll come back soon, said Snail.
Count on it,
said the ants. Off they went.
Now, where was I? Said Snail to himself. Oh, yes.
Snail was cabbage bound. Nothing could stand in his way. Well, Snail was scooting right along when he noticed something standing in his way.
That's a big black
lunch, said the hungry crow.
Well, you won't eat me, said Snail. Can't you see I'm cabbage bound? Evasive maneuver, evasive maneuvers.
And that snail starts swirling round and round. Luckily, the evasive maneuvers weren't needed because honk, honk. And just like that, the hungry crow was gone. Well, Snail was very relieved, but a little dizzy from all that spinning. He came this way, and now where is he going? Right back the wrong way, the way that he came. And he's singing a song.
Cabbage bound, I'm cabbage bound, head in the clouds and my foot on the ground.
Well, Snail scooted and scooted and...
Hooray, said Snail, I made it.
But where was the cabbage?
Well, shoot, said Snail.
But what was that on the horizon?
Could it be?
It was. The cabbage was coming to Snail. How on earth did the cabbage come to Snail?
Hooray, said Snail.
Snail bound, we're snail bound.
Thank you, he said to the ants. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And then the new friends went inside for cabbage soup and tea. And no one felt antsy at all.
Thanks for listening today. You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. I hope you have yourself the best week ever. Dankeschön. Zoiwe ans.
Gendach, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ich hoop ihr han dit program geglecht. Ich san Mary Ham, and ich schof by the Elmer Library. We han a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and ye can crack die wat ihr wann vorn, de sind alle nu oop. De oopne stunden sind on the library deren te sein. Ye can a phone, nen dot phone nummer as 519-931-1500-09, wann dit noch mehr Information fehlt. Bitte kommt nan und seid, was wir haben in unseren Libraries zum Jünt und Jüne Familie mit Halten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the line.